Hello, is this Dave?
Yes.
Good morning, Dave. My name is Bill Welk, and I'm with Lexi Finger in Assiniboia. Just doing a follow-up and wanted to know how the fingers work for you over harvest.
They work perfect. Did I talk with you before during harvest?
Yes, we did talk once, yep.
You sent me a couple of big fingers.
Yes.
I took some pictures, and my son's going to put them on a disc. I was going to get them to you where the grain was laying flat.
Uh-huh.
And then after he swatted, what kind of job he did.
Well, that's wonderful.
I won't want to be without them. I think I got 6 or 8 colonists that bought them, that called me, and they bought them from you. I know Mark from Clearview Colony bought some, and then Joe from Oakley and Colony came and picked some up.
Uh-huh, yes, and they did.
Yes.
I
prefer them to you. They call me, and I told them, don't even hesitate. And there's quite a few colonies around here that use them, and I refer them to that because we used to use the yellow ones, the one that Honeybee made, the Schumacher, and they work. But I got somebody up here. He looked up on the internet. He likes to cut about 8 inches tall off the ground, and he's got. And I saw those big ones that you got. They would work good. You can tilt them downhill. He'll be able to pick everything up and just still cut tall. So they work good for me. I wouldn't want to be without them. We've had them now for 3 seasons, and we first started out with the small one, then went to canola finger, and now I'd like to update to the big one, which we're going to do next season. But we're more than happy with it.
Well, wonderful.
Well, I would just wish you would have been out here. The international dealer, he sold us the swatters. He came out. We had a couple. We got irrigated farm. We got pivots. We had some 140 bushel of winter wheat that was laying flat on the ground. I mean, just like somebody went with a roller. We had a bunch of rain real fast and wind, and knocked it flat on the ground. And if you would have seen the field before we started swatting, and then after we swatted, you couldn't tell it was laying down. And this guy from the international dealer, he took pictures. He said, I have never seen anything like in my life.
That's wonderful.
We were using the 1203 swatter with the Honeybee header with a pickup reel and those lift fingers on there. And I guarantee you, it was flat, and we cut an inch off, 2 inches. We had to cut an inch off the ground. It was smashed down so bad. And I would say we got 99.5% of the crop in.
Oh, that is wonderful, Dave.
It worked perfect. I wouldn't want to use. We tried the Degelman. Those are the cast iron ones. Tried the Schumacher. We had them all. None of them come close to the ones that were the flexi finger.
Right.
We wouldn't want to be without.
And the harvest went reasonably well?
Oh, yeah. We were 3 weeks ahead of everybody because we got 3 weeks of season ahead. But we had some snow on the last 900 acres. We had some snow on some derm that knocked it flat to the ground, and you should have seen the job. But I got some pictures of our field, of our barn that was laid flat on the ground, of when it was flat on the ground, and then after the swatter run over with the swatter in the field, like me, I was going to mail you the disc.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful, Dave. Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad they worked so well for you.
Well, they did. They worked super good for us.
Okay. Well, you have a good winter season.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.